You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the 50s. We begin this episode with the song that's always puzzled me, in that the two gentlemen who wrote it never seem to write anything else of note, at least to the best of our knowledge. You would have thought that if you'd been able to produce this, there might be something left in the creative tank, but it would seem not. This is all we have to remember Messrs. Anderson and Weeks by. Now, when this song was a hit, the band had a really hard time using their chart success to get them bigger and better live gigs, because their audience was so young, they weren't allowed to go to any of the venues.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do. Don't know why I love you.
Go do whopping away. That's Dion and the Belmonts. Now, here's a funny thing. This singer had so impressed record labels with his demos in the 50s that he was signed up by a label by the age of 19. The record company then booked him a backing band for his very first recording session with them, which happened to include, by the way, Fats Domino on the piano. And in 1952, his record, Lordy Miss Claudy, became a huge hit across America, and with that, a glittering career had begun. But a couple of years later, he found himself drafted off to Korea. And by the time he'd returned, Little Richard was running riot through the charts, establishing himself as one of America's biggest stars. And to add further insult to injury, Larry Williams, who was the gentleman our returning soldier had previously engaged as his chauffeur, well, even he'd got in on the act, enjoying his own hit, Short Fat Fanny. Not to be deterred, our man set up his own record label and did enjoy a few more hits before widening his business interests and running nightclubs. He also promoted title fights with Don King, which is how he ended up helping to promote Muhammad Ali's famous Rumble in the Jungle fight. Now, in addition to all this, he also helped launch the career of Wilson Pickett, he ran a construction company, and he also built up a food empire that even today includes his Lordy Miss Claudy food range. But all that didn't happen until many years later. Back in 59, he recorded this song, which ended up giving him the current slogan for his range of energy bars. If I tell you that his food products carry the slogan, good taste, great personality, any ideas who this might be?
Prove my love to you over and over. What more can I do? Over and over. My friend says I'm a fool, but over, over and
wonderful Lloyd Price with a song that gave him the slogan for his range of energy bars, which I think he must be still eating plenty of because he's still busy as ever and was recently working on a new Broadway musical based around his life. Up next is an artist I was fortunate enough to spend a couple of years touring with as his saxophone player. And when I was on stage with this Sun Records legend, there were no set lists or meetings or instructions, just a general air of having to keep up and do the best you could. Otherwise, the next sax player would just be sent for. And just imagine if you can, having grown up in the rock and roll town of Watford, being 19 years old and finding yourself on stage the other side of the world, trying to keep up with this.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, a bopping at the high school hop. Well, the bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop. Hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Gonna give you some good news. Look at here, speak to mama, let's burn off all my shoes. Hey, my heart can beat the rhythm and my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop, popping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, we're rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go.
My old boss, Jerry Lee Lewis, with his 1958 hit. And actually, thanks to another of my old musical employers, Van Morrison, I had the opportunity to record in the studio with our next 50s legend on what must have been one of his last ever recordings. Here he is with one of his own compositions, which went on to become, arguably, one of the most famous rock and roll songs of all time.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My car, you drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
From 1955, that's the great Carl Perkins singing his most famous composition. Here's a doo-wop group whose leader really should go down in the history books as one of music's great talent scouts. He found and developed the great Clyde McFatter, and when he left this next group to form his own group, the Drifters, our talent scout discovered and developed Jackie Wilson. And when he left to pursue his own solo career, Eugene Mumford was recruited, and Mumford really is one of the great unsung heroes of the doo-wop period who truly deserves some recognition. Wrongly found guilty of heinous crimes, he ended up working on a chain gang in Carolina. Eventually, the state did realize he was in fact innocent, and they released him with a full pardon, allowing him to pursue his singing career. After he'd enjoyed a few small hits with the group called The Larks, he was recruited by our talent scout, for whom he recorded the lead vocals on this 1957 gem.
Sometimes
the incredible voice of Eugene Mumford with Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Don't forget, you can drop me a line via the message box on our website, www.lgradio.online. Or if you'd prefer, you can email me directly, and the address is info@lgradio.online. A curious case now of the recording that was never supposed to be heard. The fact that it's one of the best-selling and most loved songs of all time adds to the story, because by 1959, Sam Cooke had released several albums and had delivered some classic hits for his record label, Keen. Hoping to repeat the success he'd had with You Send Me and Only 16, he entered the recording studio to record his next album. And as happens regularly in these situations, he and the musicians jammed and tested out ideas and recorded demo versions of songs they thought were worth working on later. And during the middle of all this, Sam was tempted away to another record label, RCA, to make a new album for them. Suspecting they had a hit on their hands and furious that he'd left, his old label thought they would try and steal the thunder of RCA and release one of the demos. So to stop Sam's new record label cashing in, this is the demo they released.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Well, I cha 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 cha.
French I took.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke with his demo from March of 1959. And that concludes this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thanks for listening. Don't forget you can find details of all our shows and when they're on and repeated at the website, which is lgradio.online. And you'll also find on there the message board. So do drop me a line or you can email me if you'd rather. The address is info@lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.